Pretend you're in Antarctica. No, this isn't a trip to Santa's workshop. That's the other pole. Head south. And not on a cruise ship. Imagine you're living in Antarctica. No running water, no flushing toilets. But don't worry, there is plenty of penguin poop. And postal packages.
Good news, everyone!
That scenario could become a reality if you're one of the few people selected from hundreds of candidates who've applied to relocate to the Port Lockroy station on Gaudier Island in Antarctica from November through March. There, you'll staff the most remote post office in the world, and you'll be tasked with counting and cleaning up after Gentoo penguins. Lots of pooping Gentoo penguins. Yes, that's what they sound like. Ooh, that's a baby. But we wanted to find out more about counting penguins in Port Lockroy. So we spoke with Vicky Ingalls, a former postmaster and current field operations coordinator for the UK Antarctic Heritage Trust. How much mail is actually coming and going out of Port Lockroy in Antarctica?
Quite a large amount. It's the southernmost public post office in the world, and for tourists who are visiting Antarctica, it's the opportunity to send postcards back to friends and family back home to remind themselves of the experiences that they've had. So I think we receive something like 80,000 different pieces of mail that go through the post box, and these are all hand cancelled, packaged up by the postmaster, sent out on a ship to Stanley in the Falkland Islands, and then on a military flight back to the UK before they start their journey around the world.
So when you're there, are you in fact counting penguins, and why?
Yeah, that's another part of the role that I guess is very different to any other postal job anywhere in the world. Goodyear Island, where the base A building is right in the middle of a colony of Gentoo penguins. And as long as there's been a presence from UCAT down there and the UK Antarctic Heritage Trust, as long as they've been there running the post office, we've also been keeping tabs on the penguin population, so making counts of the nests and the chicks that are raised every year, just to see if we can monitor the impact of tourism on the penguin colony there. And that all contributes to a data set that the British Antarctic Survey have been maintaining for well over 20 years now.
What are the Gentoo penguins like? Are they friendly?
They're about knee high and they're absolutely gorgeous. They're, you can't not love a penguin. Unfortunately, they're just really not very interested in us. So they carry on doing their business and wandering around the island and making their pairs and defending their nests from other creatures that are out there and raising their chicks. And they just, everything happens round about us. But they're wild creatures. They're not there for cuddles and being friends, fortunately.
What do they sound like?
They've got a very distinctive call. This sort of trumpeting noise that they make. When we have other penguins turn up, so occasionally on the island we might get chinstraps or adelie penguins that come ashore on the island, and you can pick out immediately when there's a different penguin there because they all have their individual calls that you can hear. So because it also doesn't really get dark, we're not quite far enough south to have a true midnight sun, but through the peak of the season it only gets very light twilight, and the penguins keep their trumpeting and their chattering up all night, so it do sort of miss the sound when you leave the island.
What were you doing when you weren't counting penguins or packaging off the mail?
Well, it's a very small island that we are living on. So Goodyear Island itself is a small island within the Bay of Port Lockroy. And on the island, there is the historic Base A building. And then we actually have a much more modern accommodation building where we live. But the island itself is maybe about the size of a soccer pitch. And half of that as well is considered to be a penguin sanctuary. So the only times that we would go in would be to do the monitoring work or to change memory cards in the camera traps that are filming the penguins there. So we actually don't have a lot of room to get out and to wander around. So you do spend a lot of your time sitting quietly, reading maybe, or watching films. And although our accommodation is quite basic, you know, it's well insulated. We've got a nice fire to sit with. We've got a good stove for cooking. It's just there's a few things that take a little bit more than maybe we're used to here with not having access to running water and things like that. So it does take a lot to just manage living on the island.
You said that you do miss the sound of the penguins once you've left. What else do you find that you ever yearn for or miss about that part of your life?
I think with penguins, as well as the sound, you do actually miss the smell. That's one of the biggest things about the penguin colony is you can definitely smell it before you arrive there. You can hear the sound of all the penguin calls. So it's quite an experience for all of your senses. And because of that, I think you kind of get used to just experiencing things much more closely, using all your senses, and perhaps you would do back at home, just when you're used to things are a bit more everyday. So it's one of these experiences that I really enjoyed, how immersed you become in the surroundings and noticing things and small details and changes in the weather and the way the ice moves and how things are going through the season, the amount of light or the different birds that are there, or how the chicks that are on the island, penguin chicks, grow up and start to become like little adult birds and things. You get very, very in tune with everything that's going on around you.
What's the next big adventure for you? Because it seems to me like that was certainly a big adventure.
Hopefully I shall be going back down along with the new team that are going there. So I'm now working for the organisation for the UK Antarctic Heritage Trust as their field operations coordinator. So I'm the person who's sorting everything out, all the logistics and things, to make sure that the team who are going down there is going to be successful, that they receive all their provisions and all the materials that they need for their season. So it's kind of really changed what I thought I was interested in, and it's kept pulling me back towards Antarctica and that experience.
Vicki Ingalls, former postmaster at the Port Lockroy Station in Antarctica. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Melissa.